Before we start today's episode, there's something important for agencies seeking a reliable way to attract new business, especially during busy periods. I want to introduce you to Leadflow Sprint. It's an eight-week program that simplifies your marketing and consistently attracts the attention of potential clients without requiring a massive marketing budget or external sales teams. With my 17 years of experience in aiding agencies to gain visibility and new clients, this program offers a practical and effective approach to lead generation. Forget about unpredictable leads and embrace a method that works across different agency sizes. And if you're keen to learn more, you need to visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. Now let's get into today's episode. Hello, hello. So today I want to give you a new business task for this week. I'm recording this in December 2022. And as we come to the close of the year, it's natural that people have started thinking about their new business strategy for 2023. But actually this podcast is relevant. This content is relevant no matter what time of the year you're hearing this, because of course, the best time to start lead generation strategy is now, if you haven't already. So strongly recommend you do this task. What I want you to do is listen to through this very short episode once, and then listen again with LinkedIn open and keep hitting pause as you do these tasks that I'm going to walk you through. So a bit of background to what we're going to do. I want you to export your LinkedIn contacts into an Excel spreadsheet and spend 10 minutes reviewing them. And why do I want you to do this? Well, the thing is, we know LinkedIn's really useful, but normally we're connected with so many people, especially if you're following the tactics that I recommend within Win Clients Consistently to grow your lead generation in general using that strategy, then you find you're connected with a lot of people. And it's really hard to stay on top of what everybody is doing. Getting everybody into a spreadsheet and spending 10 minutes reviewing them really helps us to sharpen the mind. Something about a spreadsheet that does that, and avoid all the noise that we find on LinkedIn when we're generally going through and seeing what's happening to people's careers on there. So what we're going to be doing when we go into that spreadsheet is looking to see if they've moved into any new roles since you last spoke to them and reviewing them through the lens of, might they now be ideal prospects for your agency? And you've got to think along the lines of, is the company that they're working for an ideal prospective client for your agency? It might not be that they're in the right role, but of course, having a shoe-in through your connection, through any relationship that you might have there, is a really great way to get linked up more directly with the person who's the decision maker for a service like your own. Why is this important? Well, too many people come to me when they need new business now. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I can't just magically turn on a tap. What I can turn on a tap for, if you're following the Win Clients Consistently lead generation strategy, is reaching out to new cold prospects and creating goodwill with them and building awareness of your agency or company, moving them over to an email list so you're not depending on the algorithm of a social media profile, and nurturing them in a really useful, non-spammy, non-sales way until they're ready or not to pledge their money to you with a service that you offer. This is what I do. I fill the top of your sales cycle with the support that I offer and guide you through how to nurture those prospects. What I can't do is convert people in your list into clients at the flick of a switch because you desperately need cash flow. So many of the, and you'll have heard me say this before, but so many of my clients recommend that I, say that they wish they'd met me sooner and that they wish they'd started implementing what I've recommended them to do a year in advance or more. And there's a reason for that. It takes that long for people to start percolating through the know, like, and trust process, which is probably an expression you've heard before, but basically just get them into a position where they understand what you do. They have some kind of fledgling respect for you, and they're ready to consider you when they need a solution similar to the one that you offer. And so how does it relate back to what we're doing today? Well, of course, the easiest way to win new business is from people who already know, like, and trust you. And that's the whole point of the sex book. So what I'm going to recommend that you do is follow these steps. I want you to open LinkedIn, click on the me icon at the top of your LinkedIn homepage, select settings and privacy from the dropdown, click data privacy on the left rail, and under how LinkedIn uses your data section, click change next to get a copy of your data. Select want something in particular, select the files you're most interested in, and then select connections, and then click request archive. And then enter your password and hit done. And very shortly, you'll receive an email to the primary email address associated with your LinkedIn profile, which will include a link of where you can download your list of connections. Now, of course, you might be listening to this a year and a half in the future, and LinkedIn may have changed the way that they direct you to do this. So what I recommend you do is go into Google, if my directions there haven't worked, go into Google and search download my LinkedIn contacts to a spreadsheet and search the most appropriate link that comes from result that comes from LinkedIn themselves and follow the instructions in there. It's something they have to provide. And although sometimes the way they bury it inside your account may change. So strongly recommend you do that if my directions haven't resulted in the spreadsheet you want. And then, of course, what I want you to do is open it and go through the contacts. Think back to where they were last working when you last spoke to them, whether the current company is an appropriate fit, and highlight them by people you want to prioritize speaking with. So you might highlight people most important to reconnect with in green, and then amber and red accordingly, depending on whether you are considering getting back in contact with them or it's definitely not the right time to get in contact with them. Of course, this is operating completely separately to everything else that you will be doing in terms of new business within your company. So you've got to do a little bit of cross-referencing. But if you're the person in charge of that, you'll know if there's any overlap there. Obviously, you have an idea of who your current clients are, and you'll eliminate some of those contacts based on that. You don't want to get back in contact with current clients and say, hey, can we do business together? And be like, what the heck? We just had a meeting today. So obviously, use some common sense. But when I encourage people to do this, normally people are reluctant. No one really likes a spreadsheet, but normally it results in at least five people they know they need to follow up with. And hopefully at least one of those develops into an opportunity that might convert in the near future, which is, this is always my first port of call when a client comes to me and says, we need new business now. Or a prospective client comes to me and says, we need new business now. Don't point them to win clients consistently, because that's something they'll need when they're a bit further down the line and have enough money in the bank account to keep the lights switched on and everyone paid. So if you are at all concerned about your upcoming new business pipeline, then this is something I recommend you do now, and also repeat on a monthly or quarterly basis, depending on how frequently people move within your industry. Typically, when I'm working with a brand and packaging design firm within the FMCG space, they'll find that their decision makers, normally marketing director, client side, they change on an 18-month to 36-month basis. So repeating this every maximum 3 months will always generate fresh opportunities to connect with people. And of course, if you're reaching out to people when they've recently moved, they're more likely to be changing up the incumbent service providers, the agencies that they use at the new company. And that's because they want to look like they've affected change really quickly. And that is when it's ideal to be reaching out to them, striking while the iron's hot, so to speak. So only fortuitous if you know they've moved recently. And that's the advantage of doing this on a regular basis. I know I went through that quite quickly. I'm going to include the information around this in the show notes. So click on those. Really hope it works for you. And please let me know what success you have doing this. I'd love to be able to hear more about it and perhaps have a chat with you about how it went. Okay, all the best with your new business plans.
Just before we wrap up, I want to touch on a crucial opportunity for your agency's growth. As a creative agency, your primary focus should be on delivering exceptional work, not getting bogged down in sales and marketing. And that's where Lead Flow Sprint comes in. It's an 8-week program designed to streamline your lead generation process, bringing in a steady flow of potential clients to you. No more struggling with the ups and downs of trying to gain the attention of new business. Our program includes hands-on support, including direct input on your copywriting, ensuring a bespoke approach to your lead generation needs. No more feeling stuck in the feast or famine cycle. Our real-time support, including direct feedback on tasks like copywriting, helps you to bid farewell to inconsistent leads and embrace a lead generation system that's tailored to your unique needs. Visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's KAFFEN.CLUB/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra.